AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden is pledging to help Puerto Rico rebuild after a string of disasters. Sagar Magani has more.
I'm committed to this island.
2 weeks after Hurricane Fiona, tens of thousands of Puerto Ricans remain without power and water.
And you deserve every bit of help your country can give you.
Which the president said has not always happened for those in the U.S. territory, whom he says keep getting up after being knocked down.
We're with you. All of America's with you.
And his administration will provide $60 million to help the island get ready for the next storm by shoring up levees and flood walls and creating a flood warning system. On Wednesday, the president will get a look at damage in Florida from Hurricane Ian. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. officials speaking on condition of anonymity say a new $625 million aid package for Ukraine is expected tomorrow. It's to include four more high-mobility rocket systems. Ukraine has used them to knock out bridges Russia relies on to supply its troops. Meantime, Ukrainian forces continue to make gains in their counteroffensive, their latest breakthrough, the strategic southern Kherson region, one of the four areas Russia is in the process of annexing. Elsewhere, North Korea has fired a ballistic missile over Japan. The Japanese Prime Minister's office says alerts have been issued to residents in northeastern regions to evacuate buildings. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says it's also detected a launch. Big gains on Wall Street today. The Dow rose 765 points, or 2.7%.
I get it.
And a reversal in Britain.
We are listening and have listened.
New Chancellor of the Exchequer, Kwasi Kwarteng, telling a Conservative Party conference the government is dropping plans to cut income tax for top earners. It triggered turmoil on financial markets and sent the pound to record lows. This is AP News. A Nobel Prize for Medicine. Charles de Ledesma has the story.
Swedish scientist Svante Paabo has won this year's Nobel Prize in Medicine for his discoveries on human evolution that provide key insights into our immune system and what makes us unique compared with our extinct cousins. The Nobel Assembly's Niels Göran Larsen says Paabo has spearheaded the development of new techniques that are allowing researchers to compare the genome of modern humans and that of other hominins, the Neanderthals and Denisovans.
This is a basic scientific discovery, so we already know that it affects our defense against different types of infections, for instance, or how we can cope with high altitudes.
The Medicine Prize kicks off a week of Nobel Prize announcements. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Physics Prize is next, followed by Chemistry and Literature. The Nobel Peace Prize will be announced Friday. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.